How can we fix the secretive reputation of cloud providers? That's our question on today's MSP Zone.
You are entering the MSP Zone, a podcast for the managed services community, covering news, analysis, and interviews from around the globe. Elevate your MSP game by staying in the MSP Zone. And now, your host, Charles Weaver.
Good day, everyone. Hope you are all doing well. Today's question is something that I'm actually responding to or reacting to, I should say, and that's a Reuters story from not quite a month ago. It was in July, but it was a Reuters story that talks about steps the Bank of England is taking to crack down on secretive cloud computing services. I'm actually reading directly from the headline, and I'll post this article in the show notes for everyone if you want to take a look at it. And I thought, well, this is really interesting. It was dated after, after the Kaseya attack. And so it was almost certainly something that was in response to it and or in context of what was happening there. And it's a good question to pose. And some of you may be saying, well, okay, what does that have to do with managed service providers? Well, it has quite a lot to do with it, because as usual, the MSPs find themselves right in the middle of the action, right? MSPs for 30 years have been in the middle of really important historical events, historical in terms of the IT community, and sometimes in the global community, sometimes political community and political news and other non-IT related events. But this one is talking about steps that the Bank of England is taking specifically with regards to certain cloud providers. They call them cloud computing services, which, you know, it's that's probably technically correct. But in the context of ransomware attacks on MSPs and on MSP tools, I think it's worth talking about and bringing this topic to the table for discussion and just setting a couple of things straight. And I say these things, and some of you out there who are MSPs, most of you who are listening to this are probably MSPs, but the audience here listening are not exclusively MSPs. There are a lot of end users who listen to this program. I'm aware of that. I know that there are a lot of legislative people who also listen to this podcast. So this is also for those of you out there. And the story not just deals with the allegation that these cloud services organizations are secretive. I mean, they are absolutely labeling that on the cloud community. But they're also talking about outsourcing and how organizations like the Bank of England, who outsource part of their IT to cloud computing providers, that is very much related to and speaks directly to what MSPs do every day. And so that's why this has to be talked about. This is why I'm bringing it up. And it goes into, and I won't read the whole article verbatim. You can read that for yourself. But it talks about how the Bank of England, you know, recognizes that, yes, they do have their own internal IT department. We did a program just the other day about the differences between internal IT departments and MSPs. And this article actually talks a little bit about that, talking about how cloud computing could sometimes be more reliable than the bank's own internal hosting of servers themselves. But that the concentrated power And here's the quote here from the Bank of England governor, a person named Andrew Bailey. And the quote is, That concentrated power on terms can manifest itself in the form of secrecy, opacity, not providing customers with the sort of information they need to monitor the risk in the service. That is the issue that the Bank of England is trying to address. And I can't say that it's a bad or it's an unimportant topic, because it's neither. It is both important, and it is a legitimate question that any customer who outsources, any recipient of a managed service, should have these same thoughts, discussions, and resolutions. And the fact that the Bank of England is voicing these things as a question of, you know, we don't have this information from our provider, is in some ways to me not an indictment on the cloud provider as much as on the, shall we say, I don't want to offend anyone, but the lack of professionalism, the lack of experience in outsourcing when perhaps they shouldn't be. Now, if an internal IT department outsources and they have enough wherewithal to understand, hey, we could do all this ourselves. We could host a server ourselves. We know how to do that. We know how to set up a server, protect the server, maintain it, manage it, patch it, update it, you know, secure it, all those things. But maybe they don't have the capability to do it at scale, right? Again, going back to that internal IT versus MSP discussion we had, they might come away with the conclusion that, hey, it is better to outsource, and let's outsource to a cloud provider. Sure, that's a legitimate outcome from that kind of a conversation. But if you don't know how to do it safely, then why are you doing it at all? I think that would be my very first question. And this is not like it's a small or medium-sized business that doesn't understand risk. This is a bank, and it's the Bank of England at that. It's an old bank. It has been around for a long time. They are used to being robbed. They are used to being or attempted to be robbed. They are used to people trying to attack them and break in and steal from them. These are not new concepts for these folks. And yet, you know, they are raising issues of cloud transparency, cyber attack preparedness, and a whole host of things here that largely, and I, you know, you'll see it if you read the article, they largely focus on groups like Amazon and Google and Microsoft. And of course, you know, a couple of these, you know, there's a Google response to the article and saying how they're committed to working with financial services customers and doing all the nice things, you know, that they do to make them feel safe. And I'm sure they are. But this is a larger issue. And the larger issue is that the cloud community has, for the longest time, successfully attempted to distance themselves from the IT channel by basically acting as a completely autonomous, separate group, right? You have the vendors, and then you have the channel that resell and basically do the bidding of the vendors. Now, I'm paraphrasing, but that's how it has been for decades. And I think the closer these vendors, traditional software vendors, so in the case of Microsoft, certainly, in the case of, well, not so much Google, but definitely Microsoft being a traditional software vendor and then moving ever steadily every year towards more managed services, more cloud computing services, they are going to and should be held to the same standards, same accountability, same transparency as the service providers, as the MSPs are. And I think that that's really where the article gets it right, which is the article suggests, not too subtly, that these cloud providers, these very big cloud computing companies, need to be less secretive, need to be more transparent. And I can't say that I disagree with that. I think that's a really good statement. It's a bit of an obvious statement to me. It's not something that is, particularly revolutionary or probing in insightfulness. It's just something that we in the managed services sector have been following for many, many years. But nevertheless, they are going to be taking action. And the article closes by saying that the Bank of England said it welcomed the engagement of the Finance Ministry and Financial Conduct Authority on how to tackle risks from cloud computing, but that a broader approach may be needed, including other regulators and overseas partners. I wonder what they could mean by that. I'm not going to talk about it in this episode because I'm going to save it up for another episode just dedicated to this topic. But the idea that we don't have a standard in the managed services and cloud computing sector must be rejected outright as a complete and utter lie. Because it is a complete and utter lie to say that the MSPs, the managed service provider community globally, does not have and has not had a standard since 2004. And for the Bank of England and anyone else of their stature, similar to the Bank of England, to suggest that there aren't guidelines, that there aren't frameworks, and there aren't best practices for dealing with the relationship between IT providers, and in this case, I'm going to lump in MSP and cloud providers in the same bucket and the same community, to suggest that there isn't a well-established path for how those two entities should interact is simply not true. It is demonstrably not true. You know, we've been talking about these issues of secrecy and transparency, opacity, whatever you want to call it, in the managed services sector for two decades. This is, if you've ever been to an MSP World Conference, if you've ever read something on MSP Alliance, if you've listened to this podcast in the last year or two, if you know anything about us and what we've been fighting for and the MSPs and the many thousands of MSPs that are part of this community, we fight every day in order to tell the world that, yes, we've got it figured out. Not that we know everything. I'm not saying that. But we've got the fundamentals of the managed services profession have already been laid. They've been laid many, many years before by MSPs who did a lot of great groundbreaking work, developing things like codes of ethics, customer bills of rights, developing an actual technical standard for MSPs before all these other standards that seem to be cropping up today, which, by the way, none of those are MSP standards. I hope all of you guys know that. These are technical standards. They may have some application to an MSP, but they don't talk about what the expectations are of a managed service provider organization really are. They don't. There's only one standard that does that. But the point is, the Bank of England needs to know this. Or if you're a small community bank or credit union in the United States or in Canada or wherever you are in the world, it's really important for you to understand that work has already been done and continues to take place in order to break down this so-called secrecy and lack of transparency. And I am not saying that it doesn't exist. I'm not saying that there aren't secretive and non-transparent, opaque, shall we say, service providers out there. There certainly are. There's probably a lot of them. But there's a lot of them that aren't, too. There's a lot of really good ones. They know what they're doing. They care about their customers. They do a good job every single day without fanfare, without recognition, without notice. They just do it. Oftentimes, and for many, many years, without anyone even understanding the value of what they were doing by keeping IT safe. Someone should write a book about that. The forgotten years of managed services when MSPs were not yet known, doing things that, quite frankly, for customers, you know, similar to the Bank of England, where the Bank of England and other types of customers were not even asking for secrecy, less secrecy, less opacity. They didn't care, or they had different things on their minds. They had different methods or metrics of measuring the quality of the relationship. And I think that that's very much true. And it doesn't mean that it was wrong then, and doesn't mean that it's wrong today, as I said before. But it is incorrect to assume that we haven't, as a profession, been contemplating this for a long, long time. And so when I see stories like the Reuters story, that if I was a reader and this is the first time on planet Earth, and I say, wow, this seems like a novel concept. This seems like something that has never before been contemplated. Secretive cloud computing providers. It's just bogus. It's wrong. And I think it ought to be called out as wrong. And yeah, some people may say, well, we have to do a lot more work. Yeah, of course we do. Of course we have to do more work. That work, by the way, is never going to end. As long as we have a managed services profession, there will always be work to be done, to improve, to constantly improve, to shed no longer efficient practices. That's true with any profession. So that's just a non-starter for me. But you know, again, back to the fundamentals of that article and the way that managed service providers and cloud providers ought to be behaving. Secrecy and lack of transparency are decidedly not characteristics that we in the MSP Alliance or in the managed services profession globally value, nor do we condone. We just don't. And if you are a customer and you are encountering this, then you absolutely have a right, an expectation to have better, to either tell your existing provider to modify the way they do business or to get rid of them and use another one. Who does? Who isn't secretive and who is more transparent? I just feel bad for the Bank of England because that's going to be a massive job for them to bring this under some sort of accountability or whatever they come up with. Do I think they need regulators for this? Absolutely not. It's a waste of time. Huge waste of time. There's already plenty of really good standards out there that exist. The foundation's already been laid. You already know where to look. And you can fix this problem. And that's a lot to take in for a Friday or whenever you're listening to this podcast. But that's just my thought. I'm seeing a lot of these articles out there, and I'll continue to bring them up to your attention and share them with you. I just see them almost every day now. Someone is writing about this type of a story. And I think it's really important for us to just constantly remind people that, look, you're not bringing up anything that we haven't thought of in the MSP Alliance or in the MSP community. we've been dealing with these issues for a long time. And any, you know, anyone out there who's, you know, has something fall on their head and wants to say, yeah, I'm discovering something new called gravity. Well, guess what? You're not. It's not new at all. A lot of people have had something hit their head. Maybe they never realized it was gravity, but it's not new. It's been out there before. And professional grade MSPs absolutely know how to solve that secrecy and that lack of transparency, because they have neither. Most good MSPs, the ones I know, are open, secure, do things the right way. They're not perfect. No one's perfect. I'm not saying that. But they certainly don't have accusations of secrecy or hiding the things that they do. Everything is very much open and transparent to their customers. If you guys have any thoughts about this, you have an opposing opinion, I would love to hear from you. Send us an email at mspzone@mspalliance.com. Share your thoughts. Maybe join us on the program one day. Until next time, it's the MSP Zone.
Thanks for listening. If you enjoyed today's episode, please give us a like. Make sure you are subscribed to the podcast so you'll get notified when future episodes are released. We will see you next time in the MSP Zone.